You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out JMBullion.com today. Today's guests are Ken and Jen Ellswick of PioneerPreparedness.com. Ken and Jen also proofread for me, helping me to write better fiction books. Ken, Jen, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much. Hello.
And thanks for being with us today. Are you pleased with President Trump's efforts so far? I mean, he's tried to secure the borders. Of course, he's finding out how deeply the socialists have infiltrated our federal court system. He stopped sending money overseas to promote and perform abortions. And he's vowed to take down the Johnson Amendment. Are you pretty happy with what he's done so far?
We've been very happy, Mark, and we know that no matter who's coming in, this is not going to be an overnight flip of the switch type of thing. He's got a lot of stuff that he needs to erase, not just the last 8 years, but over a decade worth of things that have been progressing towards this.
And speaking of the Johnson Amendment, I got a scathing email from a pastor recently about how I shouldn't be criticizing cowardly pastors who won't address politics from the pulpit. But if a church leader's avoided speaking out against abortion and the lack of prayer and the lack of Bibles in our public schools because he fears the IRS more than he fears God, do you think the abolition of the Johnson Amendment is going to really make that much of a difference?
Well, it'll definitely open up the door where there's been so much fear to even dip your toe into the water. We'll see how that progresses. I think it's definitely a step in the right direction. I don't think it'll be an overnight change, but I'd certainly like to see what sprouts from that.
And I guess the news is officially out now. There was a San Francisco CBS affiliate that ran a story recently claiming that Bay Area conservatives are now holding secret meetings because they fear for their very lives. One of the conservatives interviewed said he lives a double life. We've officially crossed over to being two Americas now, haven't we?
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, and that's something that's been a big pet peeve for Ken and I for several years with the churches is, you know, it's very hard to find a very good church that you want to be in and be a part of because it seems like so many pastors are trying to fill pews and get the tithings in, but they're not preaching the gospel and they're not telling you right for wrong. These people are supposed to be here to guide us through what God says is right and wrong, and God's word does not change.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, that was a huge problem in the Old Testament. Ezekiel, I think it might be 23 or 24, speaks out against the shepherds that are feeding themselves and neglecting the flock. And, there's a passage in Jeremiah, that's very, very similar to that. And it's just kind of a paycheck and it's not being treated like a calling.
Absolutely, and talk about the conservative underground groups. I mean, if you look at Hollywood, the Friends of Abe, there are a lot of Hollywood actors that will not come out and actually profess what they believe because they'll be ostracized and blacklisted, and it's in all facets. It's in Hollywood. It's in normal everyday life, in the church, in a lot of areas that you wouldn't think. That a lot of people just keep their opinions to themselves for fear of backlash.
And in another piece of news, anti-Trump protesters blocked an ambulance. It's been weeks since the inauguration, and despite the terrible weather up north, protests are not subsiding. We may be in for an American spring. Could you envision a day when protesters are blocking freeways and disrupting food distribution?
Oh, absolutely. And Ken and I were talking about it over the last couple of weeks. You know, when you think about it, our daughter, who is 20 and goes to Liberty University, prays, you know, we're very blessed at the university she's in. And they teach these kids right, correctly. They are actually learning history and the Bible and the way it was meant to be. That when you look at Berkeley and some of these others, you know, these people are just absolutely melting down. And when you think about it, in their lifetime, they have never really experienced a truly great president. And it's been decades since we've truly had a great president. And so these kids just don't know how to react, and they're used to the participation awards and everything else that comes along with it and getting their way and, you know, just getting a gold star for whatever they do. Life doesn't work like that. And it may up until you're 18, but once you get out in the workforce, nobody's going to call you.
And Trump's not backing down. I just don't see him caving into the protesters. And then on the other side of it, I don't think they're going to back down either. So we may really be in for something. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's very I hate to compare Trump to Reagan, but it's very Reagan-esque. Ronald Reagan did not back down in California or with the air traffic controller strike. He felt what was right, and he stuck to his guns. And I'm hoping that Trump does that. And it may turn more ugly than we would like because, yeah, I agree. I don't see it. I don't see either side backing down. So when the immovable object meets the irresistible force, what happens? I don't know.
Yeah. It's going to be some conflict. I would definitely agree. Now, you guys, on one of the things that you do on pioneerpreparedness.com is that you do offer a link to Thrive Foods. You guys are distributors for Thrive Foods. Have you seen any pullback since the election? Because a lot of the folks I talk to in the preparedness industry have said that, you know, it's in the minds of customers, it's happy days are here again, and there's really no need to prepare. But I'm looking at this more as, you know, this might be the time that we really, really need to double down because things are really starting to look dicey around the country.
Oh, absolutely, Mark. And it's funny because my first response is the customer base has just kind of shifted scenes. Whereas it used to be a lot of the conservative, the good old preppers and self-sufficiency people that were buying, which are now in the, oh, we can relax now, Trump's in. Now I'm seeing a lot more people that are on the other spectrum politically contacting me and saying, Jennifer, I need to get some food. So,
no kidding. That's funny.
It's actually been quite eye-opening. But to those that have done this for so long, I pray, please don't ever stop this. This is not a movement. This is a lifestyle. And this is something that Ken and I have done for close to 22, 23 years, just starting and dabbling. And, you know, honestly, the whole Thrive thing came about is we had our gruel food storage. We had the beans and the rice and the oats and the stuff that will – you know, are we going to survive? Yeah. Are we going to hate it? Absolutely. And so about 4 years ago, we were like, well, we need to start supplementing and we can't just eat rice and beans. Yes, that'll keep us going, but we're going to hate it. And food fatigue will absolutely kill somebody as quick as any illness. And so we took about 6 months and researched, and that's when we started getting into the Thrive. And it was strictly to supplement our food storage. And then I started seeing the savings in it. And then we started doing some shows and sharing that because I also coupon. So my biggest thing is you pinch the pennies till they scream. And then I brought it into an everyday aspect, and we cook with a lot of the stuff in our everyday menus. So basically where we're at, we've got the short term, the long term food storage. We're totally fine. And if the switch flips, we're good. I won't even notice the difference other than the fact that I'm going from cooking on my electronic range to using a butane burner.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Katie Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Order today from katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com.
After a massive wave of disappearances, 26-year-old CIA analyst Everett Carroll finally believes what he's been told about the biblical prophecy of the rapture. Global currencies have collapsed, famine and plague have claimed the lives of millions, and the world has crumbled into chaos. Seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials of God's wrath are about to be poured out upon the earth, and woe to the inhabitants thereof. Buy your copy of The Days of Elijah, Book 1, Apocalypse, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback or Kindle edition from Amazon.com today.
Talk to us a little bit about Thrive Foods, and why did you choose to be a distributor for them?
Well, the reason why we personally chose Thrive is I started looking at all of the different foods that were out there, and a lot of them, yes, they do have the long-term shelf life on them. So you may look at product A that's got 25 years and product B that's got 25 years and then Thrive that's got 25 years. But I started looking at the stuff in some of these other products, and I will never bash another label, but we had somebody for Christmas give us some beefy, cheesy, macky stuff that we had, and I was getting ready to go out with the Girl Scouts to do a leadership training and do a 10-mile hike on the Appalachian Trail. And Ken was like, here, try this out. Well, I looked at it, and it had like 700 milligrams of sodium in it. Well, then I looked, and there was 4 servings in there. I was getting ready to go hiking on the AT with, you know, over 2,000 milligrams of sodium. I could not have carried enough water to get me through, Mark. And so what we were basically looking at was the quality, the long-term shelf life, and what we were basically getting the most bang for our buck as far as getting the products. The other thing we started researching, and this is something that we've just personally found over the last few years, when you start shaking some of the cans of the other products, you got to look at the fill ratio. And so with Thrive, you've got like an 85 to 90% fill ratio. And once that hits, anything else left in the chute comes down in the container as well. You start shaking some of the cans of these other products, and there's like 50% product in there. And so you think, well, Thrive might be a little bit more expensive, and this one I'm going to save $2. But when you open those cans up, you've got one that's got about 85 to 90% in that number 10 can. You've got another one that's got 50 to 60% of product in that can. And that in itself is a huge per serving difference in cost, but then the quality. And, you know, we've never been really, you know, big into the organic and all that. It's nice, and I understand and I appreciate the people that are. But until recently, in the last couple years, I was like the blind sheep just saying, you just eat what you buy. No, they're putting a lot of crap in our food, and it's really affecting us health wise. And with that, the Thrive is non-GMO. You have a lot of things, like I said, that have got the 25-year shelf life. The meats and the dairy all have no added hormone or antibiotics, and you know the price that we pay for that at the grocery store. In fact, I don't buy milk anymore. I strictly use the Thrive instant milk, and it's delicious. And we drink it, and some of the stuff that we used to get at the LDS pantry, we have it, we put it away, but I had a girlfriend call me and she said, Jen, the kids won't drink this milk that I got from the LDS pantry. What do I do? I'm like, well, I haven't tried it. I've got it back in my storage, but, and I said, well, try adding, if you're in that situation, you can add either almond extract or vanilla extract to help make it a little more palatable. But people just don't know. And that's something else. And this is why I like to work with people, is because I have tried so much of this stuff. And so I can tell you that, well, the butter might only be like a 6 to 9 month, shelf life. And then, you know, 8 months once you open it, but I've cooked with this stuff. I can tell you what to expect. I can tell you the turkey and ham has got the 25-year shelf life, but once you open it because of the fats, you've only got 2 weeks to use it. So that's where I'll tell people to buy the pantry can instead of the number 10. I really love, this is a passion for me, and I love to help educate people in what they're buying and what I've tried and what I have found. Because a lot of people just go and push the button and buy, they see it, they buy it now, And they have no idea what they're getting. And for me, I don't ever want anyone disappointed when something arrives on their door.
You talked about the fill ratio. And besides the value aspect of that, most preppers are always struggling with storage space. You know, you got to find stuff. You got to find somewhere to put all this stuff because this stuff does not fit in a tiny house. You know,
absolutely.
You're not going to get, you know, you're not going to get 2 to 3 years worth of food storage. You know, in a underneath your bed.
No, exactly. And I also tell people to always search inside of their closets. You know, when you think about, when you look at a walk-in closet or even a little coat closet, you've got four corners that generally are not being used. Stack those cans up in those corners. Yes, you can go under bed. You can do the push-ups on your bed to give you some extra storage. You always have to be very, very careful about how you're storing your food storage. Most of these shelf life periods are all based on the fact that you're keeping in an optimum temperature and moisture control. And so whereas we may have a basement that is humidity controlled by our dehumidifier and ranges 60 degrees year round, you're talking about down in Florida, you would never want to store this stuff in the attic. You would never want to store it in an outside shed. This is going to greatly diminish your shelf life on that product based on how you have stored it. And again, this is something where I just love to work with people. There's something else that I meant to mention when I was talking about the difference in the products. And this is something Ken and I would go through Craigslist and we'd get some stuff when we found a deal or something on it. And so we had bought this one product. It was a different product, not Thrive. And I use a lot of the freeze-dried ground beef and chopped chicken and whatnot in our daily cooking. And I was like, well, I finished up the Thrive. Let me try this other product. Well, I started reading the label, and lo and behold, it had the 25-year shelf life. However, once you opened it, it had to be used within a week or two, and it had to be refrigerated. And I can promise you every prepper has got this product in their food storage. And to me, it was shocking, and it was quite heartbreaking because I know a lot of people, like I said, see these packages, push that button, buy this stuff, and think, I'm going to be taking care of my family. And it may last longer, but I know for a fact with the Thrive, because I've used it for so many years, that I can open that can, and it'll sit in my pantry for a year before I go through it, and it's still fine, and it doesn't have to be refrigerated. So there's truly a difference in all of these different things, and people just need to educate themselves.
And you mentioned the push-ups for helping add a little storage space under your bed. What we've done is we switched over to the platform bed frames, which have got springs in them, so it eliminates the need for a box spring, and it leaves you about 14 inches underneath the bed, so that's just enough room for one of the standard plastic totes to slide right under there. So you can fill up one of the standard size plastic totes and slide it right under the bed. And you don't have like a super high bed, you know, cause
exactly.
We've done that before too with the concrete blocks and you got to have a ladder to get into bed.
Because, yeah, and then you can slide out this morning.
You got plenty of storage under there, but man, don't forget that you raised your bed that high and step out.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, watch out for that first step.
Yeah. And what are some of your favorite items from Thrive?
Honestly, I've got to say one of my daily favorites. I love the freeze-dried onions. I will never shed another onion tear as long as I live. I tell people I can do a double batch of chili, which is double batch two crock pots, in 12 minutes. And when I do that, I will use ground venison or whatever we happen to have here because I generally use our ground beef for like quickie, nutritious, healthy, really yummy meals like the nachos and or anything you would do with any pastas or anything. Yeah, I'll toss in for a quick meal there. But when I'm doing a big batch of chili, I will brown the beef. And then I literally am taking a scoop of onions, a scoop of green chili peppers, and a scoop of celery. I'm not cutting. I'm not throwing food away. And I literally, from the time I start until the time it goes in the crock pot is 12 minutes. And so that's something that has been a blessing for me because I still work full time. So does Ken. And so I'm able to do these batch cookings and get a couple meals out of it, and then have 8 or 10 meals that were freezing. So when I'm on the soccer field, I don't have to call Ken and tell him to go pull a can of Campbell's soup. No, we've got barbecue, we've got chili, we've got all sorts of stuff. I've been able to batch cook with this stuff, and it's an easy, nutritious meal. And then most of the other products, like the chicken, I can do an amazing quesadilla with the chopped chicken. And again, it takes me just a few minutes, and I've got a healthy, nutritious, and very affordable meal. And the biggest thing is, you look at this and you're reallocating your grocery fund. Thanks to couponing, we literally do not grocery shop anymore between what we had stocked up from couponing and what we use in Thrive. I will go to Aldi, or something like that once a week and get base, you know, fresh produce and stuff like that. But other than that, we do not grocery shop. And it just, it's a lot of time. It's convenience. I'm not throwing food away. And it's just, it's really become a huge blessing to me. And ironically enough, I was just doing this for prepper food to begin with, but it's not just that. It's everyday healthy menus.
And back to the threats for a second. It's great that we've got Trump in the office, and I'm just I'm ecstatic about it, especially given what our alternative would have been. But bad stuff still happens besides things from the political realm. You guys, your area was just stricken by fire last fall. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, we were blessed to not have to deal with it, particularly in our area. We were like within 15 miles of any of the flames, but this is something else. You know, like Ken and I had said, the area literally was such a tinderbox. You were one cigarette flip out the windshield or window from a fire starting. And it was literally all over North Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, all over the place. And this place was just like a tinderbox. And so that's something I teach in food storage, because we never know what's going to be thrown at us, to stage your food. So if you're in that instant and you have got to get out, have your stuff stored or staged to where you can grab and go.
Absolutely. It is great that Trump's in office. We're very, very pleased. But that doesn't take away from the fact that there's still going to be hurricanes. There's still going to be tornadoes. There's still going to be fires. There's still going to be floods, ice storms, and that doesn't really pay attention to anybody that's in office. If it happens, it happens. So it's good to be prepared for anything that might come down the pike. Some people prep for a specific incident or happenstance. We're just really in the prepping world for anything that might come along.
That's the end of the first half of my interview with Ken and Jen Elswick of PioneerPreparedness.com. Tune in next week for the rest of the show.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.